Killeen interviewing Francis Spaight for the Archives of American Art on April 4th, 1987 at his home in Greenville, North Carolina. There we are. We were talking about your aspirations and origins here in Bertie County, and you mentioned that you were originally thinking of raising hogs at one time, and perhaps at another being a poet.
Well, I think they went along together. My idea, early, was to write and illustrate my own writing, as some other writer had purchased on his name, I can't recall at this late date. But, and so when I went to the academy, instead of sitting down concentrating on those tasks, which I did a good bit to start with, but after a while I found it was much nicer to go to get on the subway and go to the end of the line and then walk out in the country and write verse, which I did. And I kept going with that. I also then went back and I kept on with my painting, but the painting got pretty much left. And so finally I decided maybe I should make my living writing rhymes. And so I started, I came down here and started building up some trade. So after I did know, these whole books of moralizing rhymes, then I started doing some things that I could send to some of the researchers down here. And by the time 1920, Christmas 1922, I think, I was getting $2 a week for my rhymes that I was writing.
And you illustrated those?
No, I didn't illustrate them.
They were not illustrated?
No. And I never did illustrate any of my own work.
I think I saw one of them that dealt with milking a cow, published in a local newspaper. Am I correct on that?
About a poem about milking the cow.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That was one of the that went over best and was someone wrote to me during a book of Bert, Joshua and Bert, and he wanted to put that in his anthology, so I sent him a copy. I don't know what he ever did about it.
It reminded me, I think, a little bit of James Whitcomb Riley.
I wouldn't think so. I think it was the Marshes of Glen,
But now,
different.
Now, were you then still thinking about being a farmer? At one point you told me that you had, as a boy, you picked some cotton and you thought of raising hogs and
what attracted
you to the farm life?
Well, I never settled down to wanting to be a farmer. If you didn't have a tractor in those days and you dealt with the horses and mules, it was very difficult for me to plow a row and get to the end of the row and get the horse turned around and started on the next row, and I'd holler at that horse and pull those lines.